The following program is a recording of a live broadcast transmitted.
Now, for more on what's making news from the Chinese newspapers, we're joined live on the line by Dr. Richard St. Cyr. He's a family doctor at Beijing United Family Hospital, also the creator of MyHealthBeijing.com, one of China's most popular health blogs for expats. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for joining us as always. What caught your attention from the newspapers today, Richard?
Thanks, Paul. There were a couple interesting headlines. The most interesting, I thought, was from Shanghai Daily. It's something about the Shanghai Meteorological Bureau, so the weathermen here. Mm-hmm. They just started over the weekend to have a daily index of nasal rinsing. So literally there is a number from 1 to 6, or a number from that recommends how many times a day you should rinse your nose, and it usually depends on the pollution levels.
Mm.
And the interesting thing is they interviewed a lot of ear, nose, and throat specialists in Shanghai, and a lot of them were against the idea. They thought they weren't, these meteorological people weren't doctors, and they think it can cause long-term things. But I think it actually can help. I think in terms of doctors, this nasal rinsing, this you literally rinse your nose out with like salt water.
Mm.
It actually does help a lot of people that we see for chronic allergies, certainly in the West, and here we recommend it too. But for pollution as well, I think it's actually not a bad idea if people really get some problems, chronic, you know, infections or something.
Right.
It's not a bad idea, I think.
Now, as far as the this process of cleaning out your nose is concerned, like, I mean, can you actually go out and buy like a special squeeze bottle or something, or is it just a matter of turning the tap on, running some salt water, salt in a cup, and you know, snorting it up?
Yeah. Definitely, nasal rinsing is definitely one of those things you either love it or you hate it, but once you actually do it and you get over the gross factor, you know, for some of these chronic allergy people, it's a lifesaver and they don't need their medicines anymore and things. Mm. But actually, yeah, you can literally just get a squeeze bottle. That's all it is. I mean, people sell it in the States and you can spend a lot of money in a local pharmacy, but really all it is a squeeze bottle. And it's, you know, for every 8 ounces, it's like not even like a quarter teaspoon of salt. So you don't want to do too much salt. And you can go online and look for the recipe, but you can definitely do it yourself. So basically it's a free thing to do for allergy sufferers and for people that just feel like their nose is dirty from pollution. It's actually a really good tool.
Might actually take you up on that thought. What else caught your attention from the papers this morning?
Another one was from China Daily. They did a little expose on the status of the bottled water industry in all of China.
Mm.
And, of course, as you would expect, unfortunately, there are a lot of issues with those big blue jugs that almost every office and home gets in most of China now.
Right.
There were problems with some of the bottles are actually not properly made, and a lot of these the testing of the bottles themselves, there were a lot of bacteria in the water themselves.
Mm.
So there were a lot of issues, unfortunately, with the bottled water industry in China.
Right.
I think the personal thing, the best thing to do is actually just buy a water filtration system at home, like with your tap water. That can be much cheaper, but they do make a list of some companies that make their own distribution channel. One of the big things is that, you know, halfway through the system, these people are filling real water with or bottled water from the tap. So it's actually, you know, jiada. It's actually fake water.
Right. On that front, from a medical point of view, water, it seems rather innocuous. It's a building block of life. But, I mean, how dangerous can it potentially be as far as parasites and bacteria and things of that is concerned?
Unfortunately, the studies they did, some of these places had, you know, huge levels of bacteria. So you definitely can get stomach problems from bad water. If the water is sitting around, you know, these bottles, how many times are these bottles being reused?
Mm.
So there's certainly bacteria that can grow on these things. Even the plastics can leach into it if the blue bottle itself is really poorly made.
Mm.
So unfortunately, there are some issues with that. So yeah, there can be some health issues.
Interesting.
And actually, a lot of people don't know they should really clean out their systems at the work, making sure your office workers are cleaning it out properly. You can get bacteria growing in the bottom as well.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Richard St. Cyr, family doctor with Beijing United and the creator of MyHealthBeijing.com.